2 year Africa. On everyday living affairs from the African perspective. Ujivo na Radio Student. Prav lepo pozdravljen Slovenija. In še enkrat, tu je Afrika, a show on everyday living affairs from the African perspective. You're listening from Fred Uduma. And today, as you know, it's a special day for a special month for Africa. The African week, the African day, day of Africa. In any way you turn it around, it's all Africa. The whole world is celebrating Africa Day. And we will be giving you more. We will give you today a bit history of brief history of Organization of African Unity, how it has evolved and how it has evolved to the African Union. Before we go into this, we would like to give you our first music. You know, a little bit of fun, a little bit of serious. We go.
Yeah, I'm coming out straight this time. I'm coming out with a little of my own kind of peace of mind. I'm doing it my way this time, like I'm not gonna bore you with some flimsy kind of piece of rhymes. So pull a cushion, sit back, relax, and listen to this introduction of me, myself, and my mission. My vision is to let you all see that there's more to this life than just faking up reality. Yeah, reality. I wake up in the morning and I stretch out my feet. Say a thank you prayer, then I brush up my teeth. A little exercise and then I grab something to eat. Put on a piece of cloth and I step out into the street. Then into the studio just to cook up some beat. Later to the club to make the people feel the heat. Make an honest living and I'm proud about it. Making sure that all my mistakes I don't repeat. Like I mind my own business and I don't give a shit. I say what's on my mind, I don't have time to edit. Got to thank the Lord that he sent me upon me feet. Oh, praise the Lord, he give me power to defeat. If you give me stone instead of to give me meat, I try to palm it and I try to forget it. Everybody know that me too lazy to quit. Everybody know that me physically fit. Everybody know that me humble and cool. But some people them take me for a fool of neighbor. Never give another man yawa. So the reason why I say for neighbor is that I got my conscience by my side. Got peace of mind inside for neighbor. No matter what them do, I'm going to make my dough. So the reason why I say for neighbor is who God has blessed. No man can curse. No man can curse. No man can curse.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, 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 no.
Today is the first day of the rest of my life. I got to be stronger to be ready for the strife. I know some people will say some things that will cut like a knife. I know some people will say that I might never find a wife. But I'll do my thing my way, oh my brother, no be fine. Sometimes I might be wrong, sometimes I might be right. But I keep my head straight and I'll keep my game tight. Cause within I see in a future where they bright. Got to have it all, not just the bite. Got to have it all, not by power, not by might. But cause Kenny's music got my back day and night. And the almighty Lord, him never let me leave inside. But upon on top of that, I still feel my people bright. So I promise I go use my music till they shine the light. I no go call the firm like say I know they shite. I go bear my mind, I go bear I'm black and white. Just because so say I no finish school. Some people them they take me for a fool of neighbor. Never give another man yawa. So the reason why I say for neighbor is that I got my conscience by my side. Got peace of mind inside for neighbor. No matter what them do, I'm going to make my dough. So the reason why I say for neighbor is who God has blessed. No one can curse. No one can curse.
Who, yeah, who God has blessed?
No one can curse.
Who God has blessed? No man can curse. Yeah. So I say, welcome to my world. Welcome to my world. Oh, yeah. Me, I get plenty things to talk about. Yeah. Ooh. I say, me, I get plenty things to yarn about.
Level.
never give another man yawa. So the reason why I say for the Ibaba is that I got my conscience by my side. I got peace of mind inside for the Ibaba. No matter what them do, I'm going to make my dough. So the reason why I say for the Ibaba is who God has blessed. No man can curse. No man can curse.
No man can curse. Who God has blessed.
No man can curse.
Throw your hands in the air. If you from the Ibaro, throw your hands in the air right now. If you from the Ibaro, so pump your fists in the air right now. If you from the Ibaro, so pump your fists in the air and pump it like you just don't care.
Mama wa manyo yomubuli na kukuchikuluma zene wengu gamba. Kuba kumbulire okuchingamba wachiri ofa
Chengu saba chichana Saba kubera wamoni Kuba kwepeke Nesimbe seni musai Kufure pachi Kwezi kama bofune chisibu Bati chakubera Kulurongi na kumoyo
Chumurungi
Chakubera Kulurongi kwa kubera
Chumurungi
Chakubera Kulurongi kwa kubera
Wawawawawawa
Chakubera Kulurongi kwa kubera
Wawawawawawa
Chakubera Kulurongi kwa kubera
Chumurungi
Chakubera Kulurongi kwa kubera
Chumurungi
Chakubera Kulurongi kwa kubera
Welcome back. This is 2 Year Africa, a show on everyday living affairs from the African perspective. Like I mentioned earlier, the whole month is Africa Month. The African Union is celebrating. All African heads of states are celebrating. The Africans in diaspora, they are celebrating. Africans at home are celebrating. Friends of Africa, they are celebrating. We will start by introducing what was formerly known as Organization of African Unity. Now it has evolved to the African Union. We will give you a brief history of that. Organization of African Union, OAU as it is called, as it was called, was established on the 25th May 1963 in Addis Ababa. With 32 signatory governments, it was disbanded on the 9th of July 2012 by its last chairperson, South African President Thabo Mbeki, and replaced by the African Union, AU as it is known now. But basically, because we are focusing on the history of Organization of African Unity, I will try to explain to you the primary aim. Why was this organization established? First of all, it was established to promote the unity and solidarity of African states and act as a collective voice for the African continent. This was important to secure Africa's long-term economic and political future. Secondly, it was established to coordinate and intensify the cooperation of African states in order to achieve a better life for the people of Africa. And thirdly, to defend the sovereignty, territorial integrity, and independence of African states. The OAU was also dedicated to the eradication of all forms of colonialism. As when it was established, there were several states that had not yet won their independence or were minority ruled. South Africa and Angola were two such countries. The OAU proposed two ways of ridding the continent of colonialism. Firstly, it was depends on the interest of independent countries and help to pursue those of still colonized ones. Secondly, it will remain not neutral in terms of world affairs and global politics, preventing it from being controlled again by one of the outside powers. The OAU also had other aims. In order to stand and achieve the African goal, one of it is that ensure that all African countries enjoyed human rights, raise the living standard of all African states and all Africans, settle arguments and disputes between members, not through fighting, but rather peaceful and diplomatic negotiation. Soon after achieving independence, a number of African states expressed a growing desire for more unity within the continent. Not everyone agreed on how this unity could be achieved. However, two groups emerged in this respect: the Casablanca Bloc led by Kwame Nkrumah of Ghana, wanted a federation of all African countries. Aside from Ghana, in this group, it comprised also of Algeria, Guinea, Morocco, Egypt, Mali, and Libya. This group was founded in 1961. Its members were described as progressive states. The Morovian Bloc was another group led by Senghor of Senegal. He felt that unity should be achieved gradually through economic cooperation. He did not support the notion of a political federation. Its other members were Nigeria, Liberia, Ethiopia, and most of the former French colonies. When we come back, we are giving you history of the OAU. When we come back with the music, we will give you more on this.
I was driving, wasn't speeding so fast. I just did go JJ, I know hi. See this morning, she was looking so fly. I said, I try to step up to her, then she said hi. Come on, baby, make a step into my car. Me, I go take it to a place where you go like I know like. Make a sit back, relax, and feel fine. Cause seriously, I get plans. Then all of a sudden, say that they might come in. They tell me make a stop, but I don't know why. Who be that the police? They took my papers from me. And I say, sir, why you told me so? Oga police, yeah, waiting be this, yeah. You just distress me, they face me. Now which can you what be this, yeah? Why you doing this, yeah? Oh no, see what in a they miss. Oga police, yeah, waiting be this, yeah. You just distress me, they face me. Now which can you what be this, yeah? Why you doing this, yeah? Oh no, oh no. Oga police, yeah. Now which can you what be this, yeah?
Now so we there for be a partner, just the jolly. With a friend from America, we're getting money.
We're getting money.
And from my front I get Ishewu and Turkey. Different kind of shayo where they make eye dirty. Plenty bubbles just they make their noise.
Hey.
Enough chiquitos just they make their choice.
One more please.
As I say, hey my guy, begin to wash my hands. I just they start to then all of a sudden, see the name I come in. Everybody start to run, but I don't know why. Who be that the police, they put their handcuffs on me. And I say, son, now waiting I do. Oga police, waiting be this year. You just distress me, they face me. Now which can you what be this year? Why you doing this year? Oh no, see what in a they miss. Oga police, waiting be this year. You just distress me, they face me. Now which can you what be this year? Why you doing this year? Oh no, oh no. Oga police,
Oga police. Now which can you what be this year?
No, no. What do you go do for this life where police no go come harass you? I don't know. Even if you be superstar, they go still come embarrass you.
Tell me.
What do you go do for this life where police no go embarrass you? Oga police, yeah. Waiting be this, yeah. Now which can you what be this, yeah? No, no. Now which can you what be this, yeah? No,
no, no, no, no, no, no,
police,
yeah.
You just distress me, the best.
You just distress me,
why you doing this, yeah? Oh no,
oh,
see what in a they miss. Oga police, waiting be this, yeah. You just distress me, the best. Me now, which can you what be this, why you doing this, yeah? Oh no,
oh,
Oga police, waiting be this. You just distress me,
now waiting
for which can you what be this?
From my woman to my friends,
oh no. See what it is, Oga police, waiting be this. You just distress me, they face me, now which can you what be this? Why you doing this? Oh no. Oga police.
Welcome back to the show on Everyday Living Affairs from the African Perspective. That's Tuye Africa, Samoan Radio Student. Well, as we were discussing and explaining to you the history of the Organization of African Unity, After Africa, most African states achieved their independence, and this burning desire of more unity within the continent emerged, which brought about two different opinionated groups, the Casablanca Bloc and the Moravian Bloc. While some of their initial discussions took place at Senequil, Liberia as they say it, the dispute was eventually resolved when Ethiopian Emperor Haile Selassie invited the two groups to Addis Ababa, where the OAU and its headquarters were subsequently established. The charter of the organization was signed by 32 independent African states. At the time of the OAU disbanding, 53 out of the 54 African states were members. Morocco left on 12th November 1984 following the admission of Shawari Arab Democratic Republic as a government of the Western Sahara in 1982. The organization was widely desired as a bureaucratic token shop with little power. It struggled to enforce its decision, and its lack of armed forces made intervention exceedingly difficult. Civil wars in Nigeria and in Angola continued unabatedly for years, and the OAU do nothing to stop them. The policy of non-interference in the affairs of member states also limited the effectiveness of the OAU. Thus, when human rights were violated, as in Uganda under Idi Amin in the 1970s, the OAU was powerless to stop them. The organization was praised by Ghanaian former United Nations Secretary General Mr. Kofi Annan for bringing Africans together. Nevertheless, in its 39 years of existence, critics argue that the OAU did little to protect the rights and liberties of African citizens from their own political leaders, often dubbing it as a dictator's club or dictator's trade union. The OAU was, however, successful in some respects. Many of its members were members of the United Nations also, and they stood together within the latter organization to safeguard African interest, especially in respect to lingering colonialism. Its pursuit of African unity, therefore, was in some way successful. Total unity was difficult to achieve, however, as the OAU was largely divided. The former French colonies still dependent on France and formed the Moravia Group, and there was a further split between those that supported the USA and those that supported the USSR in the Cold War of ideologies. The pro-socialist factions was led by Kwame Nkrumah, while Félix Howard Boigny of the Ivory Coast led the pro-capitalist. Because of these divisions, it was difficult for the OAU to take action against states involved in internal conflict, because it could rarely reach an agreement on what was to be done. The OAU did, however, play a pivotal role in eradicating colonialism and white minority rule in Africa. It gave weapons, training, and military bases to rebel groups fighting white minority and colonial rule. Groups such as the ANC and PAC fighting apartheid, and ZANU and ZAPU fighting to topple the Rhodesia regime, were aided in their endeavors by the OAU. The African harbors were closed to South African government, and South African aircrafts were prohibited from flying over the rest of the continent. The UN was convinced by the OAU to expel South Africa from bodies such as the World Health Organization. The OAU also worked with the UN to ease refugee problems it set up the African Development Bank for economic projects intended to make Africa financially stronger. Although all African countries eventually won their independence, it remained difficult for them to become totally independent of their former colonials. There was often continued reliance on the former colonial powers for economic aid, which often came with strings attached. Loans had to be paid back at high interest rates, and goods had to be sold to their aiders at lower rates. The USA and USSR intervened in post-colonial Africa in pursuit of their own objective. Help was sometimes provided in the form of technology and aid workers. While useful, such external assistance was often perceived as not necessary in the best interest of the former colonies. The advent of the African Union can be described as an event of great magnitude in the institutional evolution of the continent. Before we go further, we will have to give you another music, and when we come back, we will tell you about the present African Union and what they are doing.
Thank you. Yeah, brand new from Star Plus Crew. Picture this, one girl, two glasses at a table for two. What would you do?
I was sitting in the corner, babe. You were sitting in another corner, sitting at a table for two. Ooh yeah, babe.
Ooh yeah, babe.
Waiter brought your order, babe. Champagne, two glasses for nobody but you. Ooh yeah, babe.
Ooh yeah, babe.
Ooh yeah, babe. Then I saw you whisper to the waiter, mister, and I thought you were talking about me, baby.
Ooh, baby.
After, babe, I'm beginning to imagine the reason you haven't yet moved. Ooh yeah, babe.
Ooh yeah, babe.
The waiter hasn't called me, babe. Maybe he's forgotten. Maybe you want me to make the first move. Ooh yeah, babe.
Ooh yeah, babe.
So I approach your table, until I'm able to whisper so no one can hear, baby.
Stimulating fragrance out of your hair. My feelings tell me it's so good to take my place in front of you, yeah, babe.
I say to myself, I knew right from the start.
Right from the start.
You like them, babe.
Until suddenly, I hear a deep voice from behind.
Baby, I'm sorry that I took.
It is funny how time flies when you're waiting for the mega fly girlfriend's guy to walk by. Champagne, that was never my game. Was only gonna get down cause she called my name, of which I'd never act so damn lame and ditch my three homeboys for a Damon Rich. Glass of a girl, champagne and switch tables. Feel astounding, Irish cream and tequilas. Me and my homeboys say what the deal is. It's only just a honey, maybe looking for the money for the tall glass of champagne. So the deal is, you gotta go and bail her out before she gets treated like an area top. You also gotta get a perfect line, yeah. Ask her if you can pour her wine. But come on.
Baby, did you call my name? That was from P Square. We are going to continue with the music. We are giving you a new Ethiopian version of the flavor music from Ziggy Zaga featuring Teddy Yo.
Hey, Teddy Yo, Ziggy Babanga.
Tell that don't you know, woman, I want I in there.
running pedal gets low. Jigiru gets no, Jigiru gets no. Baby, baby, fire they go. Only person don't call on. And I want some koroko kum 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 kum. She conjo 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 conjo. Mata mata baby.
Oh yeah.
Kene gande tuni.
Oh yeah.
Kabetin dit luta.
Oh yeah.
I gon' tell my mama.
Oh yeah.
I gon' tell my papa.
Oh yeah.
Mata pulle schnapse.
Oh yeah.
Masan kuny berase.
Oh yeah.
Ya meger kwan trinker.
Oh yeah.
Baby sawale. Sawa sawa sawale. Sawa sawa sawale.
Let you control and it to trap. And that I got to
come. Aren't you baby sawale?
Sawa, sawa, sawale. Sawa, sawa, sawale.
That I got you.
Only one she don't call on, and I want some koroko kum 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 kum. She conjo 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 conjo, mata mata baby.
Oh yeah,
go conjo petuny.
Oh yeah,
go morning the weather.
Oh yeah,
I go see your mama.
Oh yeah,
I go see your papa.
Oh yeah,
lonely lonely she la.
Oh yeah,
una tunde pekwa.
Oh yeah,
ya le girl wants le girl.
Oh yeah,
baby sawale, sawa sawa sawa. Torokotom, pom pom, torokotom. Yeni konjom, kuswe konei, kanchi lila, ala yenei. Anchi baby sawa lele,
sawa 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 le, 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 sawa 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 le.
Welcome back. This is Tuya Africa, a show on everyday living as first from the African perspective. Going back to the topic of the day, the brief history of OAU and its transformation to African Union. Okay, on the 9th of September 1999, the heads of states and governments of the Organization of African Unity issued a declaration, the set declaration, calling for the establishment of the African Union, with a view inter alia to accelerating the process of integration in the continent, to enable it play its rightful role in the global economy while addressing multifaceted issues, social, economic, and political problems compounded as they are by certain negative aspects of globalization. While the African Union takes over the Organization of African Unity, and it's this year it's 50 years of its establishment. The Organization of African Unity was established, and to speak more on this, to ask some questions, we have Mr. Iyachu Tefera, Director of the Institute of African Studies and the President of the African Center. We have him online, and we would like him to tell us something about the what he can tell to us about the African Union and the former Organization of African Unity. Mr. Tefera, are you with us online?
Yes.
Welcome to the show. As you know, Africans all over the world are celebrating and enjoying the African week or the African month. And on the 25th, as you know, is the real African day. Well, going back, taking you back a little bit to Organization of African Unity, I would want to ask you, what is your view on the Organization of African Unity?
Thank you, Lepozdrav, vašim poslušalcem. Thank you very much, everybody, for listening. And thank you, you guys, for organizing, Radio Student and everybody.
Welcome.
I think looking back 50 years, the African performance, the African states and African leaders, I believe it was one of the greatest success story in the history of Africa, Africa's an African continent, because I believe it has been started in not in 2013, but in the 50s, and later on, of course, on the in 1963, when the world was divided into two, and when imperialism and actually the developed world, the Europeans and other North Americans, I believe they had a difficult time in terms of accepting the ambitious plan of Africans to form a political coalition to eliminate colonialism in the land of Africa and out of, in the continent of Africa. Many people have been assassinated, killed because of that idea. Many leaders have been, as I said, assassinated. And also, the Western world, rather what that time was the actual terminology, imperialism, they have intensified in terms of eliminating freedom fighters across Africa. Despite all that difficulties, they managed to form the Organization of the African Union, African Unity. Unity. And they have boosted the self-esteem and the military and the infrastructure support, the financial support, the military training for all those freedom-loving soldiers who have died to see what Africa is now. So in that regard, I think, to me, and I believe everybody will agree, the greatest achievement, I think, to form a political organization whose strategy, whose priority was to abolish or eliminate colonialism and to support the independence, which the African states have been one after the other achieved their independence according to the plan.
Okay, thank you for this brief statement. I would want to ask you, do you believe that the OAU achieved its aim, the main purpose why it was established? Do you believe at the then OAU, did they achieve what they wanted to achieve?
The African Union, as you said it, it has been actually one step even ahead of forming a political and a governmental and an African perspective, an African-based strategies that transformed the continent towards making African Union, and now they are practicing it. But as many cynics can say, it might say that it has not yet achieved. But as you know, Rome was never built at in one day or overnight. The European Union had difficulties, if you see, for the listeners to understand, the European Union failed in many cases to stop wars in Bosnia and in different countries. So it's the same is true now, because we failed in some cases to take out from the grip of neo-colonialists the aspiration of African destiny. Yes, there have been a lot of wars and also tyranny and bad governance and other things. But I think that is not only a subject of Africa, but it is a political transformation in every continent, beginning from Europe or others. But for the African case, yes, they could do more. But I think they're in track, and they have transformed the continent in terms of addressing, for example, now the 50th anniversary of the establishment of the Organization of African Unity and the transformation of African Union. In that case, the first move, as you know, I believe, is the political move. And that political move has been now, Africans are in every state of, in every African country, now they are celebrating it. On the other hand, the African Union now is functioning because of its regional organization like ECOWAS, which has been one of the greatest achievements in terms of maintaining peace in different countries.
Yes.
And also sometimes failed states who failed to establish the homegrown political and military capacity. In that case, I think they did, like SADC as well, doing the best in the Western and the Southern African states. It is achieving. It is struggling in terms of defending the interest of Africans collectively and also regionally. On the other hand, the African Union has, as you see, maybe it could have done more, because the African Union asked or applied two seats at the United Nations to have a veto power, but it seems the others are we have not yet achieved that one, and hopefully that in that case it can be failure. But it's not the failure of Africans, but it is a collective failure, or a political, if I call it radically, a political racism, or some sort of marginalizing the African aspiration that it does not yet have two seats at the European Union.
Okay, Mr. Tefura.
The United Nations, sorry.
Yeah. Okay, Mr. Tefura. You know, the African Union as it is now, one of its main objectives is to accelerate the process of integration in the continent, which means making it or enabling it to play its rightful role in the global economy. Do you think what are the challenges that are facing the African Union as a body, as an integrating body of the African states?
The African Union has long back established what they call it NEPAD to facilitate regional integration between countries. As you know, the African continent purposely has never been integrated between states, between neighboring states in that matter, logistically, in terms of logistic roads and other infrastructures. Mm-hmm. That makes it difficult because they couldn't make an easy or a free trade zone, and also accessing products from one country to the other one. But the fact that it has been politically formulated and established, and they're doing the main, I think, for the next 10 years, the priority will be how accelerating regional integration. So in terms of, in terms of integrating politically, economically, and culturally, yes, regionally we have got through the different, like I said, ECOWAS and SADC and other things in the growing, in increasingly taking that place. But in terms of political administration, or rather good governance, in terms of other issues, yet the African Union has to intensify it. So that much, through NEPAD, the priority of NEPAD and in terms of integrating between countries within Africa has been done, but not enough. The challenges are first, of course, the political will and a kind of a trade agreement between two countries, and also, as you say, other external factors, but more within the political elites, they have to one way at least pass that exam to have a free or a political agreement between neighboring countries, because most countries, for some reason, are not in that much good relation, but most there are very good cases whereby two countries work together, especially mm-hmm. if we buy from the Francophone, the, you know, that kind of thing. Sometimes it's good, sometimes it become a headache for in terms of going adding a new transformation.
Okay, one last question, Mr. Tefera. Looking at Africa as a continent and its booming economy with a billion population, recently the United Nations Economic Commission of Africa and the African Union launched the Economic Report on Africa, the 2013 Economic Report on Africa. And one of the main components of this report is the move towards a new branding, that's rebranding Africa as an industrialized and developed continent, and not only plagued by poverty and flooded conflicts. So it means the economic growth in Africa, with the help of the African Union in putting up policies and so on and so forth, that brings up this and also international trade between Africa. My question to you is, do you think this report has come out well and has come out in the time, has come out right at the time where Africans are celebrating their 50 years of their big organization?
I think yes. In terms of political positioning, the African Union has to pass not only this report, but 15 years ahead of us, in, up to 2063, the vision of Africa. It has been clearly written that it will intensify what you said it. And I think it is a breakthrough to come up with that strategy and vision in terms of timeline, that in each, every four years, there are some achievements. Like you said it, industrializing Africa and agro-based industrialization. These are between within Africa, but at the same time, Africa will have its has passed within its vision in terms of negotiating with other stakeholders outside of Africa, between Europe, between Asia, between Brasilia or other South America. So in that case, I think politically, I see it personally as a political positioning to come up with a certain vision. But how to walk the talk, as they say it, is it sometimes it has difficulties from the case of Africa, but in any political move.
Yeah.
So I see it positive, and industrializing, hopefully, Slovenians and European and other countries will get some part of that stake, so that they make it that they will understand that vision, that it will be realized together with other, between Africa and others, as a bilateral agreement between European Union and the African Union. But still, in the educational area, the African Union, just to mention one, is within the vision of 2063. The African Union has passed a strategic move in terms of dialoguing with the African diaspora. And a lot of trust and priorities given in terms of dialoguing with the Africans living outside Europe, and sometimes as a driving force toward the economic transformation, but at the same time also to challenge the stereotypes that existed from the colonial periods. And those can be a kind of challenging areas, and hopefully we'll see, as all of Africans living in Slovenia and across Europe, it is our own duty and homework also to support that kind of awareness raising.
Yeah, we will surely do that, Mr. Tefera. Thank you very much for being on air with us. They say that Africa is the last frontier of growth and development in the world. And with that, I thank you for your contribution. When we come back, we will give you the news for what is going to happen within this week of Africa till the 26th of May and the closing dates of African Week when we come back.
Thank you, Fred. You are as well contributing to that vision by having Tue Africa as a radio student. And that is a personal commitment, and George and the radio student as it should be. And these are the infrastructure that can support in terms of materializing that grand vision of all of us in Africa. Thank you very much, and hope you will be asked by your audience and listeners across Slovenia. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Tefera, for joining us. You're welcome. Okay, before we finish the show, as the time is running out, I just want to tell you the African events as regarding the events of the African Week or African Day. On the 25th of May, which in Côte Prechère, France, will be at 5 p.m., will be the African Day event. So the African Center invites all Africans to be part of it. And today there is a picnic at Zaicha Dobrava, as you know. It's part of the African Day, African Week event. So you are invited to come along with your kids and enjoy there. Finally, on the 26th, there will be a football tournament, usually tagged and football tournament for peace and unity. We are calling all football lovers, all friends, to come out and join with us at NK Krim, Nogometni Grishche Krim, from 11 o'clock. We are asking you, there will be 8 teams playing, so we are asking you to come and join us to celebrate diversity. Thank you very much. It has been wonderful, and we thank you for joining us and listening to Tuya Africa, the show on everyday living affairs from the African perspective. To our listeners, we say adieu till next time. Tuya Africa. On everyday living affairs from the African perspective. Ujivo na Radio Student.
Tuja Afrika podpirata Urad za komuniciranje in Javni sklad za kulturno dejavnost.